Google it.
Yeah, them. Those guys.
Listen weekdays at 8, 10, noon, 2, and 4 for Code Word. And then enter it at 1073edge.com. The more code words you get, the more chances of winning. It's part 2 of the Great Canadian Getaway with Border Airlines. Actually enjoy economy. And 1073 The Edge.
I love reality TV on Pluto TV.
Same, and I love that it's free.
It gives me the freedom to watch MTV's Are You the One.
I'm totally free to watch The Challenge.
I'm free for Jersey Shore.
Dance Moms, I'm free all day.
Ink Master, I'm free all night.
With dozens of free reality shows, you are totally free to watch what you love on Pluto TV. Pluto TV, stream now. Hey, never.
For over 35 years, Reset Society of Calgary has helped over 1,100 women and girls exit sexual exploitation and trafficking. And now you can make a difference in the lives of women. The 21st annual Calgary Book Sale in support of Reset Society of Calgary returns this year, May 1st to 4th and May 9th to 11th at the Book Sale tent at Crossroads Market. Proceeds from your purchase of gently used books going towards helping Reset Society of Calgary continue their service in our city. Visit resetcalgary.ca to learn more.
G. Calgary.
I would love to introduce you all to the future.
Okay.
Hi, Dave Matthews here.
Hi, this is David Byrne.
Hi, this is Gwen Stefani from No Doubt.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
107.3, The Edge.
The music industry is dominated by three major record labels: Universal, Sony, and Warner. They are multinational entities that control most of the world's trade in music and all the revenue that goes with it. But beyond those three companies are hundreds, thousands of labels that do their own thing. And because they are unaffiliated with the big three, we consider them to be independent. They are the indie labels. The musicians who record for them are indie artists. This is the universe of the underground, the non-mainstream, the experimental, the daring, the outliers, the unusual, the nonconformist, or, if you prefer, the not ready for prime time. At least not now. Maybe never. The indie universe is the engine of change for rock and roll. Whatever sounds and trends and fads are coming next start here. And it's through their work and their art that we're all dragged into the future. I shall illustrate. This is part 2 of the history of indie rock.
107.3 The Edge.
The ongoing history of alternative rock with Alan Cross.
Can't see underneath the pressure. And it hits, so can it at you?
Chad's a bit harsh, but fine. Indie Hipster Kid by the Theodora Kelly Project, who record for an indie label called Not Dead Yet Records. Hello again, I'm Alan Cross, and this is the second part of a history of indie music and indie rock. On part one, we looked at the importance of independent record labels when it came to nurturing and promoting musicians exiled from the mainstream during the 60s and 70s. This realm pushed for change and evolution from below with their do-it-yourself mentality. Before we leave the 1970s entirely, we really should acknowledge a few other contributors to this history, starting with the Buzzcocks. Their first record marked a huge, huge milestone in the creation and dissemination of indie rock. The Buzzcocks were formed in Manchester in 1976 by two guys, Pete Shelley and Howard Devoto. Both were big Velvet Underground fans and had started paying more attention to this thing that people were calling punk. They arranged for a still unknown band called the Sex Pistols to play the Lesser Free Trade Hall in Manchester on June 4th, 1976, a show that has gone down in myth and legend as one of the most important gigs in the history of rock. Only 40-some people were there, but they left to form bands like Joy Division and the Pet Shop Boys and Simply Red and the Smiths, and to establish Factory Records. The Buzzcocks were energized by the night. Right, let's do this. But with the scene being so new, there were no labels interested in releasing this kind of music. So they established their own label. On January 29th, 1977, they released an EP called Spiral Scratch. This was the first punk record to be self-released. They did everything by themselves with no outside help. Not only could anyone be in a rock band, but they proved that anyone could release a record on their own. I cannot tell you how much of a revelation this was to young musicians back then. Listen, if these two inexperienced yobs from Manchester could do it, so could anybody. I mean, Manchester was this musical backwater that people in London never even thought about. The Buzzcocks called their label New Hormones. It cost them all of £500 to record and release Spiral Scratch. And the hit from this EP, if you want to call it that, was entitled Boredom. Dumb. Buzzcocks and Boredom from their landmark indie release Spiral Scratch, an EP from 1977. Okay, back to this idea of a couple of guys in Manchester doing something as radical as starting their own record label. This was a massive inspiration for other people who were determined to get this underground music heard. In the next 4 years, more than 900 indie records were released in Britain this way. Jerry Dammers grew up in the industrial city of Coventry, a place that was home to a lot of West Indian immigrants. He became entranced by the sounds of ska and reggae that the new settlers brought with them. Energized by the spirit of punk and inspired by this music from the West Indies, Jerry became committed to bringing ska to a new generation. Now, the problem was that no established record label was interested in his vision. So he started his own label, and he called it Two Tone. This became not just a record label, but a sound and a cultural movement promoting racial harmony. Jerry's band was called The Specials, and they became one of the most important flag carriers in the revival of ska, so-called third wave ska. And his efforts created the foundations for the ska punk that still lives today. The very first Specials records on Two Tone was this one. 5,000 copies were sent out in May 1979, and this song reached number 6 on the British charts. That never, ever happened with an indie record. Much of the ska punk and ska pop that we hear today can be traced back to that attempt to bring this music back. The Specials, the first ever single released on Two Tone Records in the spring of 1979. This was just one example of the kind of music that grew out of the original British punk rock explosion. Punk had showed everybody that anyone who wanted to make music should be able to make music. This sounds like common sense now, but back then, that wasn't the case. Before punk, you had to be a pro musician with serious skills. Punk showed that only attitude mattered. Once that was established, all sorts of stuff that would have never been possible before punk started coming out. A lot of this material didn't sound like punk, but if you listened to it, you could tell that punk had happened. and there were plenty of people who wanted to get in on the action. And that included a TV host from Manchester named Tony Wilson. Now, Tony was one of the guys at that Sex Pistols show promoted by the Buzzcocks in 1976. And as a tireless promoter of Manchester culture, especially music, he decided that the city needed its own indie label. He called the company Factory Records after a local nightclub night. The very first Factory release was issued on December 24th, 1978. Two 7-inch singles bundled together, featuring samples from four bands on the roster. Side A was taken up with two songs by a band called Joy Division. One of them was called Digital. Digital from Joy Division, part of the first ever release by Factory Records of Manchester. Factory went on to become one of the great British indie labels of all time. So much music flowed from this company. Joy Division and then New Order, two of the most influential alt-rock bands of all time. The Happy Mondays, part of the Holy Trinity of Manchester. Cabaret Voltaire, who helped create the heavy form of electronic music called industrial music. And with Factory, it was more than just about the music. It was all about the aesthetic, the care given to album artwork and packaging, the quirkiness of their cataloging system, the establishment of the Hacienda nightclub, which became ground zero for so much of British dance culture throughout the 1980s. And perhaps the not-so-good stuff, like never asking bands to sign formal contracts, the dodgy accounting, the lack of attention to things like, cash flow. As a business, Factory was a basket case, and eventually they went broke in a spectacular way. But as a label from which influential and important music flowed, fantastic. When we come back, we'll spend some time in the UK in the early 1980s and how post-punk indie music pushed everything forward.
The ongoing history of alternative rock. Please take notes. There will be a quiz.
107.3, The Edge.
Tim's Smile Cookie is almost here. And every bite makes your community every bite better. Because 100% of proceeds are donated to local charities and community groups. Head to Tim's for Smile Cookies from April 28th to May 4th.
Canada's favorite intimates brand, NYX, is turning 12, and we're celebrating the people who got us here, you. Save 30% on all leak-proof products during the NYX anniversary sale. That means leak-proof undies, swimwear, and activewear. It's the perfect time to stock up on quality NYX products that Canadians trust for comfort, style, and protection. Shop the NYX anniversary sale in-store or at NYX.ca and save 30% on all leak-proof products only until April 28th.
You know that you always get a great price on premium used vehicles at House of Cars, but now you can get even more. Don't miss the amazing giveaway happening now at House of Cars. There are weekly draws for incredible prizes, barbecues, TVs, Yeti mugs and coolers, remote starters and more. Plus, you could win the grand prize of 10 grand. No strings attached and no purchase necessary. Enter in person at House of Cars. Find the location closest to you and shop for your new ride at houseofcars.com.
107.3 The Edge.
The ongoing history of alternative rock with Alan Cross.
In the early and mid-80s, the major labels were still firmly in control of the majority of music. But the market share of all things indie was starting to creep up there, every year a little bit more. What started in the punk years just kept gaining in momentum. Let's stay in the UK for a bit. The left-of-center slash underground stuff that was being released by the indie labels kept on coming. And as post-punk music continued to separate and segment into an ever-growing number of streams, things kept getting more and more interesting. Baker's Banquet grew out of a chain of record stores run by Martin Mills and Nick Austin. They loved the whole do-it-yourself ethic of punk, and they bought into the idea 100%. They called their indie label Baker's Banquet Records. Amazing, yeah? And started by releasing a record by a band called The Lurkers. But things expanded quickly and eventually exponentially. The Beggars Group, as it's now called, is the center of a solar system of labels that include Matador, Rough Trade, XL Recordings, and Young Turks. The roster features names like Radiohead, Jack White, The Strokes, Queens of the Stone Age, which makes all of those artists certifiably indie. The group is also home to this woman from Tottenham, England, named Adele. Yeah, her. She records for XL, so she's an indie artist. Each of these labels have had amazing successes. For example, 4AD was established as a place where the more avant-garde acts could be tested out. If they did well, then they would graduate up to Beggars, the big dog in the office. But it didn't quite work out that way. Instead, 4AD found a sizable number of fans who appreciated the label's weirdness. Its reputation got to the point where people bought records because they were on 4AD, and not necessarily because they'd heard of the band. The thinking was, that if it's good enough for 4AD, it's good enough for me. It was more of a cult than anything, and certain types of music fans just had to be part of it. There were groups like Throwing Muses and This Mortal Coil, Dead Can Dance and The Birthday Party, Modern English and The The. And when the Pixies couldn't find a record deal in the United States, 4AD took them and turned them into one of the most influential American indie bands of the late 80s and early 90s. But 4AD's greatest contribution to the evolution of music may have been a studio project called Mars. This was a collaboration between some 4AD musicians, producers, and DJs. Using little more than samples from more than 24 other recordings, they created a Frankenstein monster of a song. They used James Brown, Run DMC, Africa Bambaataa, Kool and the Gang, Public Enemy, Islamic music, chanting, a movie trailer, and various sound effects. No one had ever deconstructed and then reconstructed music in this fashion before. There was just the one single, but it had an incalculable effect on dance music, hip-hop, and any form of alt rock that was into sampling. And it came from the indie world. We'll be right back.
volume, pump up the volume, pump up the volume, dance.
When the drum beats go like this.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume, pump up the volume, dance.
Mars and Pump Up the Volume from 1987, one of the most important indie dance records of the decade. And it was released on 4AD, one of the key British independent labels of its day. Another company who was right there was Creation, founded by Scotsman Alan McGee in 1983. He'd grown bored with the synth-based music of the time and decided to form a label that would release stuff that he liked, material that sounded more like the promise of the Sex Pistols. The first release came from an artist called The Legend in the summer of 1983, but Pay Dirt came in November 1984 when Creation released a single by the Jesus and Mary Chain. Their single sold well enough that Creation started getting some serious attention. And of course, the Chain went on to become one of the most notorious of the noisy bands of the 1980s. Creation later signed My Bloody Valentine, an Irish band that took guitar noise and walls of sound to new levels, influencing scores of new bands, ranging from groups like The Verve and The Smashing Pumpkins and Nine Inch Nails and Silver Sun Pickups and Garbage and Nirvana to an uncountable number of shoegaze and fuzz bands. This gives us an excuse to play some of this music. My Bloody Valentine spent 2 years making an album called Loveless that literally bankrupted Creation. But it's still cited as a record that became a sonic blueprint for hundreds, if not thousands, of bands through the 90s and right up until today. Here's My Bloody Valentine in a track called Only Shallow. My Bloody Valentine with Only Shallow from 1981, released on the Creation label. A couple of years later, founder Alan McGee would sign a new band called Oasis. But that's a story for the next program. By the middle 80s, indie music, which for all intents and purposes was the same as what we would call alternative music here in North America, was really pushing its weight around. But then something happened to step things up even more. It was a cassette that you had to order from one of the British music papers. The NME wanted a hook to boost circulation, so they resurrected the idea of offering a cassette with one of their 1986 issues. They called it C86, a play on the year, 1986, and how cassette lengths were labeled. There was C60, C90, C120. That was based on the number of minutes that could be recorded on both sides. This collection featured a bunch of power pop, jangly guitar bass songs from 22 bands from a variety of indie labels across the UK, reflecting the state of new music in Britain at the time. They tapped labels like Creation and Rough Trade and a bunch of others. It was so successful that C86 became a shorthand term to describe a certain sound and attitude when it came to a certain type of music. In hindsight, some consider the release and subsequent success of this cassette to be the beginning of the modern era of indie music in the UK. Instead of these musicians doing their own do-it-yourself things around the country, C86 showed that A, they weren't alone, and B, that there was interest in what they were doing. People will tell you that this tape caused an explosion of new bands around Britain. Most of the bands on the tape went absolutely nowhere, but a few did achieve some levels of success. The Wedding Present, Fuzzbox, The Soup Dragons, The Mighty Lemon Drops. And then there was this group on the Creation label who not only became rather famous, but a later indie band took the title of their C86 contribution as a name for themselves. This is Primal Scream and Velocity Girl. Here she comes again with seconds, and we're done. Primal Scream with Velocity Girl, the first track on the mythical C86 cassette collection. As this tape was getting people excited about the possibilities of new music, Rough Trade was home to the biggest indie band of the era, whose influences are still being talked about today. They were the Smiths. Their sound was really simple. Guitar, bass, drums, vocals. Influences were equal parts 1960s rock and what was being produced in the post-punk era. Johnny Marr's guitar playing was fresh, yet familiar. Morrissey's lyrics were often deep and poetic, tapping into a level of emotion and sensitivities that few could reach. And because he could be so antagonistic, he was always making the music press. As a package, the Smiths were a pushback against the synthesizers and drum machines that dominated the early part of the 1980s. In the process, they created the foundations for two important indie eras of the future— Madchester in the late 80s and early 90s, and the Britpop that dominated the rest of the decade. Not only were they the most important British band of the 80s, they are, by far, the most important indie band that the UK and alt-rock has ever produced.
Yeah.
The Smiths, with This Charming Man, released on Rough Trade in the UK and distributed in North America by Sire Records, a very important part of our history of indie music. In a moment, we'll rotate back to North America. Something had happened there that prompted big growth in independent music, and that something had nothing to do with music. Hang tight.
The ongoing history of alternative rock.
No one knows more about this shit than Alan Cross.
107.3, The Edge.
Let's go!
There's so much flavor.
Cheers! Cheers!
It's time to get warmed up!
This is going to be one hell of a competition.
We're just getting started.
What'd you guys make?
The winning meal.
Wow.
There's a party happening in my mouth.
I'm here and I'm hungry.
I love to cook.
Ooh, I was called a chef.
I must be doing something right.
This spring, only on Flavor Network. Stream on Stack TV.
Brought to you by Think Turkey, official launch partner of Flavor Network.
How would you like to be remembered?
Designing a service that reflects your unique personality and wishes is what we here at Arbor Memorial do best. We believe that every life is special and every funeral should be as well. Our Arbor Calgary locations, Edenbrook, Mountain View, and Leighton's, feature park-like grounds and beautiful chapels that are available for tours. To receive your free planning guide, visit us at arborcalgary.ca.
Arbor Memorial is a 2023 winner of Canada's Best Managed Companies.
1,000, flex 2.5% APR, 60-month low kilometer lease plus tax. Marty here for North Star Ford. Thinking about a vehicle in the next year? I think you want to act now. 2025 Escape all-wheel drive, $85 a week, includes tariff insurance. $85 as a payment, and North Star includes maintenance. $85 as a payment, and if maintenance goes up in the next 2 years, which most say it's gonna, not your problem. All of North Star's Fords were tariff-free at time of voicing. Offer ends April 30th, or if tariffs come first. Contact North Star Ford to book your appointment today.
Canada under threat and sovereignty is on the ballot. Join us for live coverage of a consequential federal election. Who will Canadians choose to stand up for Canada? Watch and follow Global News Decision Canada live on election night.
Spend less time maintaining and more time relaxing. Introducing True Water from Jacuzzi. With nanobubble technology, you'll use less chlorine than drinking water. No bromine, no salt. True Water. Only from Jacuzzi Calgary. Visit jacuzzicalgary.ca.
107.3 The Edge.
The ongoing history of alternative rock with Alan Cross.
This is part two of our history of indie music. And if we're going to be honest in telling the story, we have to give a substantial amount of credit to Ronald Reagan. You heard me. Reagan was a deeply conservative and hawkish Republican president, and his policies did not sit well with a lot of young people. Some of what these young people had to say manifested itself in hardcore punk. Hardcore comes from the fast, hard, radical, and angry end of the punk rock spectrum. Its roots can be found in the late 1970s in California. It was both anti-establishment and anti-hippie. It was deliberately anti-commercial and positioned itself against what they considered to be the corrupt music industry. All right, so if this is the way it was going to be, there was no chance that the existing record labels were going to work with any hardcore acts. So the only thing these acts could do was start their own labels. One of the first was SST, founded by guitarist Greg Ginn. He'd started the company in 1966 when he was just 12, and the purpose was to sell electronic components through the mail. But in 1978, he turned it into a record label to distribute material from his band because no other label wanted to touch what they were doing. The band was called Black Flag. Flag became one of the most important American indie acts of all time, especially after a kid from Washington, D.C. named Henry Rollins joined in as vocalist. Not only did SST release Flag records, they were also too happy to spread hardcore from groups like the Minutemen, the Meat Puppets, and dozens of others. The longer Reagan stayed in office, the more popular and more widespread hardcore became, and the more records SST put out. The first release on the label was a Black Flag EP entitled Nervous Breakdown in 1979. From that record, this is Wasted, and it pretty much describes how a typical hardcore kid might have felt back then.
I was a hippie, I was a burnout, I was a dropout, I was out of my head. I was a surfer, I had a skateboard, I was so heavy, man, I lived on the strand. I was the wasted.
That's it. 51 seconds. Hardcore was short, sharp, and fast. If that's all you needed to get out your message, well, so be it. Another band that found themselves in the same boat as Black Flag was Bad Religion. No one wanted to release their stuff either, so they had to establish their own label, and they called theirs Epitaph. At first, Epitaph was a vehicle for just Black Flag Records. The first release from the label was their self-titled EP in 1981. Here's side one, track one, and it's called, well, Bad Religion. Bad Religion with a song called Bad Religion, the first thing anyone ever heard when they released their first self-titled EP on their own Epitaph label in February of 1981. The company eventually grew beyond just hardcore punk, and in fact, at one point, one of their bands was the biggest selling indie band in the history of the universe, but we will come back to that. We need to keep with hardcore because this scene was so important in establishing the entire universe of indie music in the early 1980s. Next up is Alternative Tentacles, another California label formed by a band who couldn't find anyone else to believe in them. This was the label of the Dead Kennedys. At first, they just wanted to get one of their singles out there, but they enjoyed the experience so much that they decided to turn Alternative Tentacles into a full-time business, just like Black Flag eventually did with SST and Bad Religion with Epitaph. And because Alternative Tentacles managed to develop a relationship with other labels around the world, other indie labels, they were able to export American hardcore to places it had never been. This is the first Alternative Tentacles release. It's the Dead Kennedys with their self-produced single, California Uber Alice. Be fairer one day. Self-produced indie hardcore punk from 1979 with the Dead Kennedys. Bottom line to all this hardcore history is that thanks to Ronald Reagan, hardcore was born and helped create the need, desire, and demand for a new generation of independent record labels that would quickly extend far beyond what these labels were all about. We'll set things up for our next installment of the history of indie rock in just a second.
The ongoing history of alternative rock. We're all doing some learning.
107.3, The Edge.
Tim's Smile Cookie is almost here. And every bite makes your community every bite better. Because 100% of proceeds are donated to local charities and community groups. Head to Tim's for Smile Cookies from April 28th to May 4th.
Do you have leaky and drafty windows and doors? Head to Window Mart. They're the experts that you can trust to keep your home warm and cozy. Visit one of four showrooms across the province. Book your free consultation and estimate today at windowmart.ca.
Did you lock the front door?
Check.
Close the garage door?
Yep.
Installed window sensors, smoke sensors, and HD cameras with night vision?
No.
And you set up credit card transaction alerts, a secure VPN for a private connection, and continuous monitoring for our personal info on the dark web?
I'm looking into it.
Stress less about security. Choose security solutions from Telus for peace of mind at home and online. Visit telus.com/total security to learn more. Conditions apply.
Chorus Entertainment, home to 36 radio stations, including 107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative, broadcasting throughout Alberta and now nationally on iHeartRadio. Download the free app today or tune us in at iHeartRadio.ca.
Listen local, support local, keep it local. At Charles Glenn Toyota and Lexus of Royal Oak, we believe in giving back to the businesses that make our city special. That's why we created our exclusive Keep It Local merchant network. When you purchase a vehicle from us, you'll receive exclusive discounts at local Calgary businesses, helping you save while supporting our community. Keep it local with Lexus of Royal Oak and Charles Glenn Toyota in the Northwest Auto Mall.
I love reality TV on Pluto TV.
Same, and I love that it's free.
It gives me the freedom to watch MTV's Are You the One.
I'm totally free to watch The Challenge.
I'm free for Jersey Shore.
Dance Moms, I'm free all day.
Ink Master, I'm free all night.
With dozens of free reality shows, you are totally free to watch what you love on Pluto TV. Pluto TV, stream now. Ain't ever.
107.3 The Edge.
The ongoing history of alternative rock with Alan Cross.
We're two episodes deep into this history of indie rock, and we're only up to about 1981. On the next installment, we'll look at how things exploded in the early 80s. All the foundations had been built. Now it was time for this music to somehow reach into new places. And a big part of this story has to do with college radio stations. Should you want to reach me anytime about anything, I can be found at alan@alancross.ca. I promise to answer everything, too. You can also check out my website at ajournalofmusicalthings.com. That's where you can subscribe to the newsletter, which arrives in your inbox by 10 a.m. Eastern every weekday. It's a really cool way to start your music day. And you can also find me on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and Instagram. Let's talk. Let's connect. Technical productions by Rob Johnston. I'm Alan Cross.
The ongoing history of alternative rock.
Sundays at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. on 107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
It's iconic.
The Edge.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.